came to my attention, and a friend of mine pointed out, and I thought that I would be good in the position, and so I applied, and lo and behold, they selected me.
And when did all that start?
Probably started in April, about the time that they started having problems there at the agency.
And what sort of investigating did you do between April and the time that you were offered the position?
Most of it has been open source information from the internet, just like everybody else, reading the stories about some of the challenges they're having in that organization.
Did you meet with the entire commission board, or how did that process work?
Yes, they so I put in the application, and they narrowed from 80 people to six. They interviewed six of us. I met with both commissioners, as did all the other five candidates.
And the types of questions they asked you and the types of questions you asked them?
It was a normal interview process. They asked what experiences did I have that would be useful to help lead the organization. Obviously, the chairman and the governor are looking to make changes in that organization, so they're looking for someone to come in from outside and make those changes. And so what kind of experiences I had that would I thought would be useful in stepping into that role and trying to make some changes in that organization so that they regain the trust of the Texas taxpayers.
And if you could share a few of those experiences that you shared with those who interviewed you about some of the things
Sure.
you have been through in your professional life.
You know, in 2008, after I returned from my last tour in Iraq, I came back and they asked me to be the general counsel for the Texas Military Department, which is both a state and federally funded organization. So we have to comply with both sets of rules. At that time, shortly thereafter, we lost our entire leadership. Was removed by the governor of Texas, then Governor Perry. And so I'm familiar with the challenges that an organization has starting over with their leadership and what you have to do in order to make it successful. I've also had the experience in the Army of going to Afghanistan and Iraq on missions are an assigned task that the Army's not really familiar with. And so when you roll into a headquarters organization and you don't look like all everybody else, you have to win the trust of the commander and his staff that you can add value to the organization and not be marginalized. And we were successful in doing that in both Afghanistan and Iraq, where I led teams on information operation field support teams.
And in your investigation of the agency, you made the reference to collecting as much as you could from open source locations. The interview gave you an opportunity to probe a little bit further. And what were the things that you were interested in asking?
Well, what was the leadership expectations of the agency, and where did they want to see it go? You know, if you're brand new to an organization, that can be both a benefit and a challenge. The benefit is you don't have an idea of how the organization is supposed to work. So you can come up with creative ways to accomplish that end task. You're not constrained by a historical perspective or lens of viewing a problem. But it also can be a challenge because when there's a vacuum of leadership, sometimes other people push to try to get more influence of the leader, and you have to be careful not to take everything necessarily at face value. So the questions I had was, you know, what is your expectation? How do you want to proceed? And what is your end state? And clearly the end state that was articulated that I think has also been in the media is that, you know, this is a great agency. They do a lot of good work for the state. They, for every dollar that the taxpayers invest in them, they return $3 to the general fund that goes to help fund education across the state. So they're doing a lot of great things, but there are some challenges, and how deep that goes is yet to be seen, and just needs to be some perhaps recentering of the organization, and I'm anxious to get in and try to help do that.
Is this a open-ended job position?
It's an open, indefinite term appointment or hire, and so I think the question becomes, one, I'm dedicated to getting in and seeing if I can help turn the agency in the right direction. I don't have necessarily have a set time period for that, but I would think, I normally work on a 90-day plan, so you need 90 days, and then you reassess, and then you figure out your next quarter and go forward. So at some point, you've either fixed it or you can't fix it, and they need somebody else, and you know it. So if that situation arises, then that would be tell me that that's a time for me to move on to other challenges. But if you fix it and you still enjoy it, you start transitioning to steady state or stability or normal daily operations, and you enjoy that task, then the question becomes is how much added value you're continuing to add to the organization. As long as you're adding value and you enjoy it, then it might be open-ended. At some point, though, you may not enjoy doing it anymore.
In addition to those who interviewed you, any opportunity yet to meet with those at the central office in Austin and or others that are out in the field to try to get a gauge and a flavor of what else is going on in TABC?
I have not had that opportunity and have not engaged folks because until they made the selection, I didn't think it would be appropriate. But I look forward to that opportunity. I think you can learn a lot from the people out there doing the job every day. And if there are things that need to be improved, like communication or processes within the organization, I think they're the ones who can share with you their insight on how to do it because they see and live with the challenges every day within the organization. So I look forward to those opportunities and talking to them and finding out what they think about the organization and how they think the organization should be improved.
Improving the organization at the same time, as you mentioned, you called it a great agency. You don't want to lose anything that already makes TABC a great agency.
Absolutely. I've had several people, once this came out, friends of mine who worked for other law enforcement agencies, and they have come forward and said, we've worked with TABC agents before, and we've always had successful operations with them. They're a very professional, very skilled organization. So that tells me that, there are a lot of good things. You don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. There are a lot of good things in this agency that we need to keep. But certainly we need to stop the negative drumbeat and move it away, restore the trust of the Texas taxpayer in the agency.
What becomes of your service to the BTU board and anything else that you might be involved with locally?
Well, I'm on the BTU board, and I'm also currently chairman of Buzz is Our Cares, a nonprofit organization here helping veterans. So my desire is to continue with both of those efforts. I enjoy them, but we'll have to see what the demands of this new position entails. I'm not going to say that I won't at some point say I can't do everything, but I enjoy both of those, and I think it's an opportunity to serve and give back to my community that's given a lot to me. So I thank and welcome those opportunities.
Maybe I'm putting words in your mouth or guessing, but it sounds like you enjoy the area of public service, be it your military service or now getting into a state agency.
Well, I think so. I've deployed four times. I've been in the Texas National Guard for 28 years when I retired and had served the last 9 years on every natural catastrophe that hit the state of Texas. I think that, we are given a lot in this country, and I've certainly been blessed. So I think it's a responsibility to give back. And so I welcome, after I've retired from the Army, I welcome the opportunity to continue to help the citizens of the state of Texas.
Anything else that I've missed that you want to share, particularly with folks here in the Twin Cities?
You know, this is a great community. My wife and a family love living here. We're hoping that this position in Austin won't necessarily take us away from here because we love this is both my wife moved here from other cities, and we consider this our home. So we want either stay here or at least come back here once this is completed.